Es hat sich nicht mehr so berichtet, dass ich sage, wenn Jehuda mir sagt, dass Shabbos darf kuf nun. Sagt die Mishnah, you're not allowed to hire workers on Shabbos, even for work to be done after Shabbos, and you can't ask others to hire workers for you on Shabbos either. A person is not allowed to go to the edge of the chum on Shabbos and wait there to hire workers right after Shabbos ends, or bring food, or to be able to be there to be able to bring food from beyond the chum immediately after Shabbos. However, you may go to the edge of the chum and wait there for Shabbos to end, so that you can go and guard your fields immediately after Shabbos ends, and then he may even be bring back fruits in his hands as well. Abishol set a rule, anything that you someone may tell someone to do on Shabbos, he's allowed to wait by the edge of the Tchum to do after Shabbos. In fact, it's obvious if you can't hire workers for yourself, you can't have someone else to do it for you. So what does the Mishnah mean? Dr. Papa, the Mishnah is teaching that he can't ask his friend who's a goy to hire workers for him either. Rav Ashi, is telling a goy to do something on Shabbos is also the Rabbanon. It's just Shavuos, so why would we think it's mutter? Mar says the Mishnah is discussing a Jewish friend, and the Mishnah is teaching that he can't ask someone outright to hire workers for him, but he can say, do you think you can meet me tonight? Just, even though they both know that he wants to hire him that night, that's allowed. This is the Shita of Yeshua ben Karach, who says that the only problem is speaking about business matters, not thinking about them. This conversation doesn't discuss business matters, that's why it's mutter. Rabbi Yochanan passes like Rabbi Yeshua ben Karach. Maria asks, how can you say Rabbi Yochanan holds that thinking is not like speaking? Rabbi Yochanan says elsewhere that you're not allowed to think about learning in a bathroom or in a bathhouse. We say Rabbi Yochanan does equate thinking with speaking. Maria says, regarding Shabbos, it says, v'daber dover, which teaches that speaking is a problem. With regard to learning, the Pasuk says, v'hoya machanecha kodosh, which teaches that even thinking about turning those places is problematic. In fact, the pasuk of Vahoyah Machanecha also says V'loyir b'cho ervas dover. The Gemara says that, so you see dover, it should be also speaking. The Gemara says that pasuk is needed for the teaching of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that one may not say Kriyashma in front of a person who is not wearing clothing, whether a Jew or a guy. In this situation, it's only speech that's prohibited, but thinking would be permitted. In fact, the Gemara, how can you say that mere speech is prohibited? We find that the one may discuss many matters for the sake of the community and for the sake of mitzvahs on Shabbos. The Gemara says it's only your own personal business that may not be spoken about on Shabbos, but matters of Hashem, like matters of community and the mitzvahs, may be discussed on Shabbos. For Yehuda Neim Shmuel said calculations that one doesn't really need, for example, as part of a conversation, he says, in order to build his house, you have to have $1 million. Or that one no longer has consequences to speak. He says, I spent $1 million building a house. Those are permitted to be made on Shabbos. The Bryce says as well, it says that you're not allowed to calculate things that have happened or that will happen, but you may calculate things of no consequence. In fact, Mora Bryce says you are allowed to calculate things that have happened in the past. Mora says he's not allowed to discuss past calculations when he still owes money on those transactions. Misha said, Eimach Shichin. Bryce brings a story about Chosid Echad, who noticed a hole in his fence on Shabbos and thought to himself that he needs to close that hole. He remembered that it was Shabbos, and to punish himself, he decided not to fix the hole. A nace happened, and a tzlaf tree grew on that spot to block the hole and patch it up where he decided not that he wasn't going to patch it up. And from that tzlaf tree, he was able to support himself and his family for a long time. We hear the name of Shmuel said a person may say to his friend on Shabbos that he intends to travel to a different city after Shabbos. The reason is, since it's possible that such travel can be permitted on Shabbos if there were small huts along the way, which would remove any sort of tchum problem, so it's permitted therefore to discuss it on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara, our mission says, you're not allowed to go to the edge of the tchum on Shabbos in order to bring back food immediately after Shabbos. Since it's possible that such carrying would be permitted if the entire area was enclosed with walls, so it should be permitted to prepare to do this on Shabbos, just like we just said over here with discussing to go to the other city. The Gemara says, the mission is discussing fruits that are still attached to the ground, and for that, there's no possible permitted way for them to be brought back on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara Rabbi Shaya taught that you're not allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum on Shabbos in order to bring back processed straw. What that means, by definition, is not attached to the ground. You're not allowed to go there on Shabbos, the end of the Tchum, to bring it back immediately after Shabbos. So you see, that's even when it's not attached to the ground. Gemara says Rabbi Shaya is discussing smelly straw, which is muksa, and therefore can't be moved on Shabbos. In fact, the Gemara Mishnah says that you're allowed to go to the edge of the Tchum on Shabbos in order to do something that's needed for a kala or for a mace immediately after Shabbos. It's mashma that going to the edge of the Tchum to do these same activities for someone other than a kala or a mace would be also. Activity done for the kala, maybe you're referring to cutting down hadassim, which is something that's not allowed under any circumstances on Shabbos. However, the activity done for a mace presumably refers to carrying the coffin or the tachrichin. Now, this can be done on Shabbos if the area would be enclosed, and therefore it should be permitted to go to the edge of the tchum to do that for anybody on Shabbos, not just a mace. The Gemara says the activity being done for the mace is cutting the tachrichin, cutting the material off the ground or cutting the actual tachrichin. That's something that can't be done on Shabbos under any circumstances. That's why it can't be done on Shabbos to prepare to be ready to do it after Shabbos for anybody but a mace. Mishnah said, Avol mach shichin. Reflecting more for the Mishnah, it seems that he can pick fruits even before he makes Avdolah. Rabbi Lozman, I think it's the name of Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, says that one may not conduct his business until he makes Avdolah. So how is he allowed to do that? Even if the person said Avdolah in Meir, Yehuda Neir Shmuel says that one still must make havdalah over a cup of wine. In the case of the Mishnah, he's in the field without access to a cup of wine. Mara says that Nasa bar Ami said in front of Rava that the Mishnah is discussing a case where during the wine pressing season, where therefore there is wine available in the field. Another answer is Rabbi Abba told Rashi in Eretz Yisrael, people would say Hamavda ben Kodesh Echol after Shabbos and then tend to the business, even if they have not yet made Havdalah. Rabbi Ashi said that Rav Kahana would also talk just say Hamavda ben Kodesh Echol after Shabbos, and he would then chop wood even before making Havdalah.